The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Governor Henry McMaster yesterday, during a press conference, attractions, arcades, museums, water parks, zoos that will be allowed to reopen for the Memorial Day weekend. Here's the governor.
For entertainment venues and facilities, which we refer to generally as attractions, we are opening these. They are Section C was arcades. Section F, or tourist attractions, and that includes museums, aquariums, and planetariums. Section H, in the order, indoor children's play areas, with the exception of licensed child care facilities. J, bingo halls open. And K, venues operated by social clubs.
So you hear the governor listing some of the businesses that will be able to open in time for the Memorial Weekend on the 94.5 The Answer guest line. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you for asking. So it looks like more things are going to be open for the holiday weekend.
Yes, and that's really great. I think we're seeing around the state there's going to be nice weather, and people are going to be looking for things to do and to get out and enjoy it. And by having more things open, I think we're going to be able to move people around and not have them all in one area trying to do the same thing. So I'm hoping everybody will get out and enjoy the weekend.
Yep, and also good news. I've been getting some emails from churches. I guess some local churches are planning to reopen the following weekend, even though I guess they're allowed to now, but they're just trying to get ready and have the right process in place for their members to come back in. So good news when we can go play bingo.
Well, you know, I know a lot of people really like to do that, so I'm sure that they're excited. But, you know, one thing I wanted to mention, Joey, is that the governor has never closed down churches.
Yes.
He never instructed them to close. He actually encouraged churches to be able to go virtual, so people that didn't feel comfortable going, maybe there are older population,
right,
could still be inspired by the word. So I know churches have come out with a lot of their own guidelines, and the DHEC has set out guidelines just to help churches because they asked for some. So I know a lot of churches are very excited about, you know, feeling comfortable to have their members come back in.
Yeah. Now you guys, Accelerate SC, you had at least one meeting this week, maybe others I don't know about, but I know you, I think it was Tuesday that you guys met. What's the next steps with Accelerate SC?
So we'll be meeting, we did meet Tuesday, the full committee meeting, and all the subcommittees came and presented in front of everybody their recommendations, what they felt like they have put together within their group. And next Thursday, James Burns, who has been helping lead all the discussions, he will be putting together the final report to hand over to the governor. And so we'll see that on Thursday. You know, I'm just so proud, Joey, of what this task force has done. I think when people heard about a task force, they kind of rolled their eyes and thought, oh, no, you know.
Yeah.
Will anything come of it? And I think people can see from what we've accomplished that this was a working task force that worked hard to make sure that we were opening up South Carolina as we were going. Guidelines were coming out. The governor was acting on them. We were getting things opened, this whole process. So very proud of what the governor has put together and what all the people have contributed.
Well, and Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt on with me, you know, when you have people like you have on that task force, government leaders, business leaders from all around the state, people like Bob Hughes here in Greenville, Mayor Knox White. When you have people like that on a task force, I think they want to get things done. They're not the type that just want to be on a committee to be on a committee. And
Absolutely. And
also, I've been encouraged by the fact it appears to me, of course, I haven't been in any of these meetings, but just what I've read about and some of the audio that I've heard from the meetings, that the governor, that your whole team, y'all are truly interested in what they have to say, and you're relying on the various leaders in the industry, like the salon industry. You listen to them, and that helped you make the decision on when to allow personal services to reopen.
Joe, you're absolutely right. You know, being a business owner myself, it always would be frustrating to me when government would make rules and guidelines and not ask, you know, our industry associations what we felt would be the best and how could we run efficiently within those guidelines. And so, you know, the governor, he felt exactly the same way. That's why he was very specific on wanting input to make sure, you know, we're all in this together and we want to come out even stronger than we went in. That's the goal. And we couldn't do that without everybody's input. So this was a very collaborative group. It warmed my heart. We say South Carolina is open for business and we want to be a business friendly state. And boy, did we show that with the way we came out of this.
Well, I think that other states around the nation are watching what we do. We just have to keep doing this and have to, you know, I was talking a little earlier this morning, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, it's confusing for people. I get confused. I don't know if you happen to see the CDC's new guidelines yesterday. Now they're suggesting that surfaces are not as contagious as they thought, that, you know, yes, you should clean them, but that the virus evidently does not is not as contagious and does not live on hard surfaces, and so the obsessive cleaning of surfaces is not necessarily necessary. So you learn that after weeks of washing down everything, you touch a doorknob, and look, I'm going to keep doing it, but it's confusing, you know, with the information that we get.
Joey, you are absolutely right, and that's a great statement, because, you know, we found that with masks too. We didn't think, you know, covering our face may work, and now we find it does. But people have to remember, they're learning. This is not a virus that's been around for a long time. So, you know, as it keeps evolving, and I think that's what the epidemiologists are saying, like, you know, don't hang us. You know, we are learning, and as we're learning, we are getting it out to you. They didn't have the luxury of studying it for months and years to figure out what it's doing. They had to try to release things as findings were coming out. And so those will be revised. So, you know, try not to be too hard on them. But like you said, I think it's a good idea to keep cleaning things down, right? Maybe it'll make flu go down in the years to come. Maybe it'll make the common cold start to decrease. You know, who knows what? You know, what just those practices may be blessings that we don't even know about yet.
Sure. Yeah, well, I don't think it's going to hurt you to keep these things clean. But, you know, for a while there, for the first, weeks, couple of months, people were just obsessive about, not touching a doorknob. I mean, there was this, it was posted on Facebook and Twitter for a couple of weeks, even talked about, I don't think it was true, but it's one of those things that you see on social media, talking about people were being infected because they touched the gas pump at the service station, you know. And so you have all these things being circulated out there. You just don't know what to believe and what not to believe. But we will get through this together. And as you say, you know, we're learning every day.
That's right, Joey. And you know what they say, cleanliness is next to godliness, right? So
yes.
Maybe we should just all follow that. Our grandma's taught us that long, long time ago.
That's right. Yep. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, always good to speak with you. Have a wonderful Thursday.
Thanks so much, Joe. You guys have a safe and happy weekend.